This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Aging dams catch Newsom's eye. DPR seeks pesticide alternatives. Senators target feral swine, and Forest Service chief feels heat. Bonham, dams have not evolved since the Titanic. Governor Newsom announced an agreement yesterday to reopen a portion of the Yuba River to salmon through a river restoration project. In characteristic style, Department of Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham set the tone for a press conference, putting the age of a disputed dam on the river in perspective. When it was erected, the last of the 48 contiguous states joined the Union. The Titanic hit an iceberg. The U.S. completed the Panama Canal, and the first modern zipper was invented, along with the pop-up toaster and the crossword puzzle. "We've benefited from those innovations forever," said Bonham. "They've evolved to adapt to society's needs. Right behind me is a dam that has not evolved." Why it matters? Well, restoration projects like this dovetail with the administration's voluntary agreements over freshwater flows in the Delta. If salmon and other endangered species can benefit from new habitat, the state may put less scrutiny on agricultural water diversions. A bonus quote, "Think about sturgeon. Like me, they're super large and can't jump," said Bottom, in describing the dam as a barrier to the fish. DPR ramps up efforts to replace fumigants and neonics. The Department of Pesticide Regulation yesterday awarded more than $3 million in research grants seeking to replace fumigants and neonicotinoids. The potential fumigant alternatives would target fungal pathogens and nematodes. Researchers will also study sterile insects for combating citrus greening, peptides to target Pierce disease, and dogs to scout for grapevine virus. The grants support the administration's effort to phase out the use of a controversial pesticide statewide. Air quality? Well, the Air Resources Board is requesting $27 million to extend a local air monitoring program. The mobile pollution monitors have spotted spikes in 1,3-D emissions that led to new regulations on the fumigant. More to come. DPR unveiled the latest draft of its 1,3-D regulation yesterday. The department will host a public hearing on May 31st to go over the documents. On that note, DPR has also released a report on the risk posed by fipronil. The insecticide is commonly used to control fleas on pets. You can read about regulatory roadblocks to pesticide drones and the state budget situation in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. APHIS approves bird flu vaccine for California condors. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is approving the emergency use of a highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, vaccine to prevent further deaths of the critically endangered California condor. According to a statement from APHIS, the Fish and Wildlife Service approached APHIS about vaccination after a California condor was found dead in late March and then confirmed positive for HPAI at APHIS National Veterinary Services Laboratories. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. LaMalfa wants fire in the belly from USFS chief. The chairman of the House Agriculture Subcommittee that oversees the Forest Service, used a hearing yesterday to express deep frustration with the Forest Service Chief Randy Moore and his agency's work in managing and preventing wildfires and protecting forests. "We need fire in the belly, sir. We need passion about this because we can't keep doing the bureaucratic shuffle on this," said Representative Doug LaMalfa of California. In LaMalfa's own district, he's seen two fires that burned approximately 1 million acres each, devastating their communities. LaMalfa continued, "We must dramatically increase active management and speed up the pace and scale of forest restoration on tens of millions of acres of federal and non-federal land." Moore defended the agency's actions and said, "Prior to the bipartisan infrastructure bill and Inflation Reduction Act, the Forest Service budget had declined over the last 20 years. Moore said he understands more vegetation needs to come off the landscape. On tap for today, another House Ag Subcommittee is hosting a hearing to focus on issues in animal agriculture. The hearing will include representatives from beef, pork, turkey, and sheep producers, as well as Brian Burns, Vice President and Associate General Counsel of the North American Meat Institute, which represents processors. FWS head seeks more funding for consultations. Echoing a familiar theme from administration officials at Capitol Hill budget hearings, Fish and Wildlife Service Director Martha Williams told the Environment and Public Works Committee yesterday that the agency needs more money, in particular, a $50 million increase for planning and consultation activities would support another 225 employees and allow the service to perform nearly 300 more formal interagency consultations, she said. The service has been struggling to comply with court decisions requiring that it evaluate the impacts of pesticides on threatened and endangered species. That subject did not come up specifically. Keeping the heat on feral swine. A bipartisan Senate bill would make permanent a pilot program created by the 2018 Farm Bill to control feral swine. The 2018 bill provided $75 million for the Feral Swine Eradication and Control Pilot Program, with the money split evenly between the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Feral hog populations are, quote, becoming more and more of a problem, Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama told AgriPulse. We're losing a huge percentage of crops all around the South. Tuberville is co-sponsoring the bill with Senator John Cornyn of Texas, Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, and Raphael Warnock of Georgia. All but Cornyn are members of the Senate Ag Committee. Warnock says the bill, quote, will empower Georgia counties to continue to protect agriculture, property, even people, from this invasive species. Well, here's today's She Tweeted It. Best day yet. That Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher, chief officer at the California Labor Federation, upon Governor Newsom signing a bill to enact sweeping changes to farm worker union elections. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.